Welcome, everybody, back to another edition of Hard Hit for week number 10 and 11. My co-hosts are Doug and Prince. How are you guys?
Really good.
Well, this is going to be a fun show, which we have a lot to rant about on our team.
Oh, my God.
Everything else. But before we get started, want to get the plugs out of the way, Doug? Please.
Sure. Absolutely. All right. Listen to Boxman and maybe Smark if he's done being a drunk every Wednesday and Friday night, Mixlr.com/dirtsheetdudes. They can be found on all major podcast platforms. And they go on around 10:15, 10:20-ish Eastern time right after wrestling's over. Yep. Listen to us this Friday night, probably about 6:30 p.m. Eastern time. blogtalkradio.com/everythingunscripted. We are going to be giving our top 10 lists, our top 10 worst feuds of all time. I'm going to be there. Eric's going to be there. Kenny is finally coming back on the show after a couple month hiatus of probably just getting sponge baths from people that probably shouldn't be touching them. Daniel, we're not sure if he's going to be on yet or not. And we may have Boxman of the Dirt Sheet Dudes with us. We're not, I don't think Eric's actually gotten an answer from him yet.
He said maybe. Depends on, he'll let me know by Wednesday, tomorrow.
Okay. All right, so listen to that. Also, we are on Patreon, patreon.com/EU podcast. We already have the Tracy Smothers tribute show up there. We're going to be getting more stuff up there very soon. So just keep a lookout for that, and we'll make sure to let everybody know. We are going to be doing the finals of Jeopardy very soon. I'm going to work on the questions, and I'm going to be doing harder categories. The finals of Jeopardy are going to be John Mealy, Tim Friel, Kevin Swift, and Joey Unger. Three pretty smart guys and one dipshit. Of course, Swift being the dipshit, he'd even admit it himself. So keep an ear out for that, and we'll let you know when that's going to happen. Also, listen to us every week, either Tuesday or Wednesday, for the Hard Hit Show. Also on blogtalkradio.com/everythingunscripted.
Well, let's get started. Okay. Start out with the Thursday night game. It was Tennessee and Indianapolis. This game was a real disappointment to me. I thought Tennessee was going to come out and come out better than they did. I mean, they kind of did, but they kind of didn't. They started out well, and then Indy just punched them in the mouth and never looked back.
I mean, I really didn't watch this game because I was too busy watching Survivor Series 90 for last Friday's show. So I really didn't get to see it. But when I heard about what Indy did, Tennessee is one of those teams. I mean, they were coming on real strong, but ever since losing to Pittsburgh, they've just been kind of a disappointment.
Yeah. They're kind of like Seattle. Well, disappointment right now.
Well, and here's the thing. They're playing Baltimore this week, right?
Yes,
yeah.
They are.
And they're coming off a big loss.
Both teams need a win. This is the biggest game of the year, I think, for both teams.
Yeah.
Because if one of them goes to 6-4, I mean, it's more of a big game for Baltimore than it really is Tennessee, because Tennessee, like, Indianapolis is playing Green Bay this week. So Tennessee can still catch up to Indianapolis. Pittsburgh is getting farther and farther away from Baltimore. But Tennessee and Baltimore has probably got to be the biggest game of the week.
I agree with that. What do you think,
Well, let's just put it this way. I think the games that Tennessee really won is the games that they let Derrick Henry run the ball. I mean, but if you force Tennessee, you get off on big and you prevent them from not running the ball, that's when they struggle. Ryan Tannehill is a good quarterback. Don't get me wrong. And they do have some good wide receivers. But Tennessee is based on a run-heavy Derrick Henry team. The team runs through him. And if you can get him going early and often, you're going to win the game. But if you're forced to play catch up and ball just to keep up with other teams, Tennessee don't have a type of A1 defense to actually survive shootouts.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Right. Yeah. No, they don't. I mean, yeah. Derrick Henry just needs to go. Derrick Henry needs to go ham every game. And I mean, they figured out how to shut down Baltimore once. They can do it again. But yeah, this is going to be like Tennessee and Baltimore. You're looking at two teams this week, and I know I'm jumping ahead, but that's what I do. You're looking at two teams that it's like, okay, like I don't think either one of them can really afford to get to 6-4.
No.
Well, more like Tennessee can afford it more than Baltimore. I want to tell you why. Well, like you said before, it's like you got Tennessee. Tennessee is only they're tied. It's actually a two-way tie. Colts hold the tie with tiebreaker. No big deal. And you have a rematch coming up with the Colts.
Right.
So no big deal. Never. With Baltimore is a different story because they're two or three games behind Pittsburgh. And the standings, and Pittsburgh has what? I'm not even sure who Pittsburgh had this week.
Jacksonville.
Yeah, in Jacksonville. So technically, I see them going up probably 10-0 this week. Pittsburgh can actually win the division on Thanksgiving night. Let's put it that way.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
If they beat Baltimore on Thanksgiving, then they would have already have swept Baltimore, which they've done before. I mean, they've done it a few times, haven't they?
Yeah. But it's so hard to do. See, this is one thing I do like about the AFC North. It is very hard. When you watch Pittsburgh and Baltimore go at it, you're going to get a good game. You don't have to be a fan of the two teams. You just know if you want to watch a good football game, and you got two healthy Pittsburgh Steelers and Ravens teams, you're going to get an excellent football game no matter what. It's going to be hard-hitting from Ray Lewis to what they have now. Lamar Jackson and the greatest shows. I mean, it's going to be a great game.
Right.
Definitely.
I mean, yeah. I mean, and this is not the first time that these two teams have headlined Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's been a couple of years, but I'm pretty sure they've done it a few times. Ever since they started having that third Thanksgiving, ever since they started having that third Thanksgiving night game.
Yeah, I feel like it's either them or New Orleans or Atlanta.
I was just gonna say, I feel like over the last few years, it's been either one of those two games. I know Green Bay and Chicago did it back in, I think, 2016 or 2015 or 2016.
Who was last year? Anybody remember?
Wasn't that New Orleans and Atlanta?
It was.
It was, Kenneth?
Yes, it was.
Okay. So obviously it's Baltimore and Pittsburgh. So I mean, to be honest with you, I really think you want to end Thanksgiving. You know, you want to end it with a rivalry game.
Oh yeah,
it makes sense.
Yeah, in fact, the last 2 years have been Atlanta and Saints. Just on the other side of the. Just in one in Atlanta and one in New Orleans. Let's see, 2017. 2017 was Giants and Washington.
Oh, that must have been riveting.
And then 2016 was Steelers and Colts.
Oh, okay.
Anything else say about this game or
about the Thursday night game? No.
How about you, Chris?
I mean, I'm personally happy for the Colts. I like the Colts. I want to see them succeed because I like Frank
Wright.
I like
the Colts too. I love Frank Wright.
All right, Frank Wright's always going to have a special place in my heart.
Oh, definitely. He's always going to have a special place in our hearts too because he was part of the Super Bowl. So.
Right. So. I mean, and you want to see a guy like Frank Reich succeed. I want the Colts to get into the playoffs. And don't get me wrong, I like the Titans too because I like Tannehill. And Derrick Henry's one of the toughest fucking running backs I've ever seen.
And I want to see Phillip Rivers back in the playoffs. I know a lot of people are down on him, but I like Phillip Rivers.
But they got a really good run game, though, too. They got a really good run game, and they got a really good defense.
Yeah, they have a nice trio in the rookie in Taylor and what's his name? Nines or
Nyheim Hines.
Yeah, Hines and the other guy, Wilkin. He's pretty good too.
It was funny. He was on Good Morning Football this morning, and he had basically said, he goes, I know fantasy owners hate me because I keep rotating the running backs, but guess what? It's working, so I'm going to keep doing it.
Oh, Cliff, I forgot to ask, is there any news that we need to talk about? Or?
Well, injury-wise, but we can get to those to as we talk about the game. No major up-to-date news.
What game do you want to talk about next, guys? Who wants to pick?
We can talk about how Jacksonville almost did upset in Green Bay. The struggles of
How about
Green
that? Did Green Bay take them lightly, or did?
Yeah,
did they,
I
did
mean, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's no other way to say it.
And
yeah,
I think we said it even last week. I think we all said it was going to be a blowout, and then we said if Green Bay takes them lightly, Jacksonville is going to stay in the game.
Right, because
what do you know?
Jake Luton played, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was pretty decent.
Yeah, I mean, when Green Bay gets overconfident, they usually shoot themselves in the foot.
Yeah, and they almost did.
Yeah.
That would have been embarrassing if they lost to Jacksonville at home.
Right, and to be honest with you, even though Clinton just said it earlier that Pittsburgh's going to go 10-0, you know, beating Jacksonville, Pittsburgh can't take them lightly either.
No. You talking about a team that really does take teams lightly? Pittsburgh is the number one definition of that.
Right, they cannot do that because remember they took them lightly. Pittsburgh was actually favored to face New England in the AFC Championship game, right? Back in the 2017.
Yes, they were.
Okay.
Well, no, technically, no, they wasn't. I think they were favored in the game. Well, Jacksonville already had the upset in the regular season going into it.
Oh, wow.
Pittsburgh was the 2 seed, though, right?
Yeah, they were 2 seed.
Okay. So, and they probably took Jacksonville lightly. They're like, all right, well, Jacksonville's not going to get us again. And look what happened.
Exactly.
So, I mean, Pittsburgh has to be careful. They're 9-0 right now. Obviously, they're going to be in the playoffs. I mean, well, unless something really goes wrong.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they cannot – they got too much of a lead on Baltimore right now.
Exactly. They can't take Jacksonville lightly. They did Dallas.
Right. And here's the thing. Like Clint has said earlier, they could wrap this division up by Thanksgiving.
That's nuts.
I
wow,
mean,
that's crazy.
Now, Clint, maybe you'll know that, and you'll know this the best. Has a team ever wrapped up a division, or wrapped up a division, or wrapped up a playoff spot as early as week 12?
I'm not exactly sure if I have seen a team. I think the earliest a team I've seen go is probably week 14 or even 15. Eagles Super Bowl year, they wrapped up their division like after with a week 15 win and against the Rams.
How about when New England went undefeated? Not undefeated, but lost in the Super Bowl, obviously, but undefeated in the regular season. Did they wrap
sure
up the division? 2008?
No, that was 2007.
Oh, 2007.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow, that's been that long? Wow.
Yeah. I want to say that they had, because back in those times, you know, 2007.
Well, 2007, this team was second closest to New England was Buffalo at 7-9. So,
oh, yeah, one of our glorious 7-9 years.
7-9.
So I would think they wrapped it up by Thanksgiving. Too.
I'm thinking that because there's no way, like, you know, 16-0 against 7-9. I mean, that's not even close.
That's almost 10 games.
Yeah. It had to be wrapped up by Thanksgiving.
Wow, that's crazy. If Pittsburgh doesn't take Jacksonville lightly, when they finish off. And Baltimore's not going to let them try, finish the division. They're going to go into that game with guns blazing. So,
see, but here's a fun fact about one thing I like about Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin never had a losing season as a Pittsburgh head coach. Been there for over 14 years. Never suffered a losing season.
Wow.
I mean, there's been years he hasn't gone to the playoffs, but they still had either a 500 record or a winning record, right?
Yeah, right. They haven't won.
That's crazy.
They haven't made the playoffs, but yet they still had a 500 record.
Wow.
That's
crazy.
I mean, and Mike Tomlin has been there for the last, what, 15, 16 years, Clint?
Yeah, about 14. 14 years.
And he's won what? No, one Super Bowl, right?
He won one Super Bowl,
two.
But he's been to two.
And lost one. Yeah,
yeah,
he lost one.
1-1. Wow, that's impressive. That's even. And Bill Belichick hasn't even done that, right? In his years at New England? He's had a couple of losing seasons.
Belichick?
Right?
I think his first season, I think, was a losing season.
Okay. Oh, that's impressive point, going like 14, 15 straight years without even having a losing season. That's impressive.
Right, that's why he's still there.
Exactly. Let's see. Okay.
Can we talk about Washington and Detroit? Huh?
Yeah, let's go. Yeah, we can talk about that one.
Yep.
Washington comes back again. scored 3 points in the first half.
They didn't win, and Alex Smith didn't throw a touchdown, but how good did that have to feel for Alex Smith to – he's just like, all right, we're this close. We can get a win. Like,
yeah.
We're going to get there.
That was impressive.
Now,
that
you think
they
this
came
is more
all the way
how
back.
Bad the NFC East truly is, or just lucked out by this everything fell in the last of the Lions?
Combination of both.
Well, here's the thing, and this is how important – I really think Week 11's got a really big slate of important games, okay? Week 11, the Giants are on a bye, which they could really use one, I'm sure.
Yeah, they deserve
the
it.
Eagles are playing the Eagles are playing the Browns. Washington's going against Cincinnati, and Dallas is going against Minnesota.
Yeah. And those three NFC teams are playing the three teams that just came off wins, Cleveland, Minnesota, and – No, Cincinnati lost.
Cincinnati got their asses handed to them. But if you look at it, any other normal Sunday, I would say that these are very winnable games for these NFC East teams.
Yeah.
But Minnesota and Cleveland are trying to prove something. They're trying to prove, hey, look, we're not dead yet.
Well, I think it's more Cleveland than anything than Minnesota. Minnesota, to me, just got, I say, lucked out of a win. Kirk Cousins' first win on Monday night.
They were due.
They were due, but to me, they lucked out. I mean, let's put it this way. The Bears' offense is completely trash. The offensive line is trash. I mean, the only thing that the Bears have good for them is Nick Foles, and then you have the two-star wide receivers. Everybody else is just not – the coaching's just not there. What makes the Bears great is that defense for the Bears.
Right, but –
And Nick Foles didn't play great
Bears,
last night either.
Bears, they're coming up on a bye week, and it's probably – you know, it's probably a good thing that their bye week is this week.
Yeah, you got that right.
Because they just lost Nick Foles. Any update on that injury?
Right.
Well,
what happened?
There's no update. I haven't found an update yet for it or nothing.
Nick Foles got knocked out in the game with like a minute left.
Oh, yeah. I did see that. I saw the hit.
That was crazy. My heart dropped for that.
Right. But, I mean... Going back kind of to Minnesota a little bit, Minnesota, like, they're getting hot at the right time. You always have that team that gets hot at the right time when they need to. Last year it was Tennessee. And then look what Tennessee was able to do.
Storm.
But here's one thing I do like about Minnesota, though, and they're trying to, and it reminds me a lot of what Tennessee did. They're relying a lot on Dalvin Cook. I think Dalvin Cook is carrying these teams to win these last few weeks. I mean, last night, see, he was a no-show. No, it was like, I was like, Dalvin what? Dalvin, he was a no-show.
It was all the defense. It was all Kirk Cousins last night. And Jeffries and Thielen.
Yeah. He was a no-show. But what you notice when these teams get hot, what they do best is they run the ball with these running backs.
Right.
Yeah.
And I really think
exactly.
That's what they have to do. And here's the thing. Dallas right now is struggling. Now, is Andy Dalton going to play on Sunday, Kenneth?
There's no word out of the Cowboys quarterback situation yet. The only person ruled out this week for quarterback wise for not playing this week is Drew Brees.
Drew Brees. And that's what Washington did with, when they made the comeback. They relied on Gibson.
Right. But, and you, also, another thing about the Washington-Detroit game, this is why I wanted to talk about it. Like I told you last week, Detroit can be dangerous.
Yeah, they can.
And they might try to make a push, too.
They're only 4-5.
Right. They could try to make a push. And they're playing a Carolina team this week that, you know, they're not very good right now.
Well, The only reason why Carolina lost is because they lost Teddy Bridgewater. It was it. That game was close. They knocked Teddy out. The game was over.
Right.
Man, Teddy can't catch a break.
Even I'm excited to see my boy PJ Walker start this week. Oh.
Yeah, we always talked about him every week when the SFL. He was MVP in the SFL before it got shut down.
He was an unnamed.
He can play.
Unnamed MVP. In my eyes, he was an unnamed MVP.
Yeah, he was. And they were the unnamed champions. They were probably going to win. But what else? Any more thoughts on that game, Doug?
Just that, I mean, I felt really bad for Alex Smith that he couldn't get a win, but I feel real good for Detroit. And like I'm saying, I mean, Detroit is another one of those teams, just like Minnesota. You got it. Do not count them out yet. Do not count them out yet until they hit eight losses.
Yeah. Their next three games are Panthers, Texans, and Bears before they play the Packers.
Oh, so when they had the Texans on Thanksgiving?
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
All bets. I'm looking forward to that. I mean, obviously, you know, Plymouth, is the Giant open on Thanksgiving?
Yeah, they're open on Thanksgiving. I'll be working. I'm not really a big fan of watching the CBS games on Thanksgiving for some strange reason. I'm not big. The opening games to me on Thanksgiving is just not that good.
But I think this one's going to be good.
I never enjoyed it. And someone tells me it's always a blowout. The one they have on Fox is always better. It's closer. And then you got the night game.
Well, the one on Fox, that's going to be Dallas and Washington, right?
All right.
So yeah, this year is going to be the CBS game. That's going to be better.
I only see one good Thanksgiving game, and that's the nightcap.
I'm just happy that I'll finally be able to get to watch all three games instead of having to go to hell. I mean, work.
Yeah, we're finally not open on Thanksgiving after what?
Yeah.
10 years.
I mean, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, more than likely by the time we get to Dallas and Washington, because I'm pretty sure we'll have already eaten by then. I probably will not be wearing pants, but. But that's another story.
The Lions' next three games are before they play the Packers are, I wouldn't say easy, but they're winnable.
That'll put them at what, 7-5?
Yeah, 7-5 going into the Green Bay game. And let's see, Green Bay has, who do they have? Let's see.
Yeah, the Colts this week.
Yeah, the Colts, Bears, and Eagles. And that's three games.
Well, the only team that's going to give them trouble – actually, no, I can't say that because the Eagles usually do give the Packers trouble.
Yeah, I know. But, yeah, I mean, I think the Colts could beat the Packers this week, actually, but we'll get to that. What else? We talked a little bit about Tampa Bay and Carolina. That game was good until Bridgewater got knocked out, and then Tampa Bay took over that game. Tampa Bay bounced back after two straight piss poor performances. Looks like they're back on track. We'll see who they play next. Oh, they play L.A. They play the Rams on Monday night.
That's going to be good because the Rams are getting hot at the right time too.
Yep. That's going to be a good game.
Yeah, I mean, have you noticed though? Like, because he always breaks all of our news on this show. Like, he's always doing the breaking news. Clinton is our version of Ian Rappaport.
Oh my god!
Except for Clinton doesn't have the face of a clown. And his ears aren't that huge.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Wow. Well, we can talk about how about we just talk about the lonely Texans and the Browns getting their sixth win in the season.
What
a good defense. A struggle.
It was a defensive struggle because they the game got postponed for 45 minutes.
Yeah. Due for a thunderstorm.
The lightning.
Well, it was a storm that was raging all throughout the Northeast.
Yeah, it was bad. Yeah, it was Yeah, because it was raining all day on Sunday, wasn't it?
I don't know if it was raining all day. I mean, I didn't really get a chance to go outside at work, but I know it started really coming down Sunday night. But it was going all throughout the Northeast. I mean, in Pittsburgh. It looked like the referee's uniform was blown all over the place. I thought we were going to see a referee on TV with no pants. I thought he was going to lose him at some point.
Yeah, because it was really bad in Ohio, and then really windy in Pittsburgh. But I don't know about New Jersey. The Eagles game wasn't that bad. The weather wasn't.
Well,
the wind was bad.
The Baltimore-New England game, I mean, that's what fucked Baltimore up.
Yeah. Well, let's get into that one.
Mary, if you're talking about bad weather games, that was more reason I think what struggle to Green Bay was a bad weather.
Yeah, that was bad weather too. But this Baltimore New England game, man, they couldn't get anything going. Baltimore, New England just. I mean, the weather had a big effect on what Baltimore wanted to do, but they just couldn't get the running game going. They couldn't. Lamar Jackson couldn't move around in the pocket. It was just bad. It was another disappointing game, but even though the score didn't reflect it.
You know.
the sad part is this game should have been like really as close as it was. I think, and I want to tell you this thing, Nick Foles, the winning the kicker, is has to be the worst, one of the worst kickers in the NFL today.
Yeah, and again, it's another one of those things, too. New England's another team that's getting hot at the right time.
Yeah, they're only 4-5.
Right, and they have Houston this week, right?
Yeah. Now they're starting to like really show their colors.
Do they have Houston?
Yes, they do.
They have Houston. Yeah. That's gonna be an interesting game too. Because Houston's in need of a win. So.
Yeah, but they ain't gonna get it. They're not gonna get it against the Patriots. The Patriots are on too much of a roll.
Yeah. I mean.
Baltimore was the last team that could possibly beat New England, except for maybe Buffalo. Buffalo gets their heads out of their asses.
And Miami.
Oh, yeah, that too. But yeah, New England could run the table.
Oh, no, they have Cardinals and
Arizona could get them.
They have Arizona, and then they travel to L.A. twice in 2 weeks. They have to go to L.A., go back home, travel back to L.A. That might be a tough stretch right there.
They're not going to lose to the Chargers. Eric, the only team the Chargers can beat are themselves.
Yeah.
Chargers, they might lose to the Rams.
They have a winning record.
They can lose to the Rams.
My point is the Chargers suck.
Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, that Rams game, the two L.A. games are on a short week. It's a Thursday night game. So, actually, they might not even have to go back home. Unless they're required to, which would suck. Would they actually make them go home and come back?
Depend, really, on what goes on in a lot of these states. I mean, I really, again, like I was telling you before we went on air, I really don't see any of these government shutdowns really happening until after the holidays.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Yes, the cases have gone up, but still, I mean... businesses are following the protocols. It's just people are stupid.
Yeah.
But it's not the business's fault. It's these dumbass fucking people that show up because a lot of businesses really aren't like allowed by state law to say, all right, if you're coughing, get the fuck out of here. Hospitals can do that. Hospitals would have to admit them. But, like, if somebody shows up without a mask or if somebody shows up and is, like, coughing or whatever, but they refuse to go home, a lot of these businesses are too big of too afraid of lawsuits to say, please get the fuck out of my store or please get the fuck out of my restaurant because you're going to contaminate everybody here.
Yeah. There's a fine line that businesses have to watch.
Right. I mean, personally, like I said, I don't see anything really, you know, getting shut down until after that. I mean, I could very well be wrong, but I mean, I think that they're just going to let it ride at least for the next couple of weeks and see what happens.
Yeah, Thanksgiving is going to be the big one. And then I think they'll go from there.
Especially Black Friday. Like, lockdown has affected some states. I mean, they were allowing people to Eagles games. Now they banned us back there.
Yeah.
I think they're done for right now allowing people at the sports games.
Yeah, in most states.
Dallas still has extra fans. Florida, they still have their fans.
But Texas and Florida. Enough said there.
But, I mean, yeah. I mean, we'll see what happens. I mean, let's get back to football. We don't really need to talk about how stupid people are. Although, this one last thing, I will say that I do think that if you refuse to wear a mask when you're in a crowd of, like, so many people or in a store with, like, several hundred people, I do think that you should be hit in the face with a brick.
Yeah. I mean, it's common sense. That's what I would say.
And they you should be continually hit in the face with a brick until, A, you decide to put a mask on, or, B, you quit breathing.
Well,
but that's just how pissed off I get when I see these pieces of shit walk, especially, like, come near people that I know that are, you know, afraid of this pandemic, and you see these pieces of shit still walk up to them without a fucking mask on.
Yeah. I hear you. What next game do you want to talk about?
Well, how about we just talk about one of the big elephants in the room? We got two elephants in the room.
Want to go first, Doug?
You know, I am not that fat.
I'm not talking about
I'll let Doug take the floor first.
I was talking about game-wise, idiot.
I know what you were talking about. I was trying.
You were trying to be funny.
Okay.
Oh,
anyway.
My God. Should we talk about the Bills and the Cardinals?
Yeah, why not?
All right. The Bills had this game in the bag. 23-9 at one point. Arizona comes back. All right, and it's not looking good. And I figured, I'm like, all right, well, the Bills are obviously done playing. Like, they want to go home. Well, they either want to go home or they want to, you know, see if any of the titty bars are open so they could go in and get themselves something to drink. or whatever the fuck, right?
Right.
But then Stephon Diggs makes some awesome catch in the end zone, and it's like, okay, well, the Bills aren't going to blow this after all. Well, then we get a reminder that the Bills' defense sucks ass. And it just – first of all, they should not have given Kyler Murray that much fucking time.
You don't want to give any quarterback that much time. Him.
All right, they had it. There was enough people around him to where it's just like, okay, they could get his 5 foot nothing ass down on the ground. But yet, no, they let him run, and then he throws a beautiful pass, and there's three Bills defenders right there. But yet, DeAndre Hopkins beat all of them.
Oh, it was a perfect place ball. When you slow it down, it was a perfect place ball. I mean, he caught it at the highest of highs.
Right. So Arizona earned that game, earned that win. Buffalo, and I hate to agree with Shannon Sharp because I don't like Shannon Sharp. But he is right when he said Buffalo deserved to lose that game.
They took their foot off the pedal when 15 minutes weren't off.
You need to play a football game for 60 minutes, not 50 minutes, not 45 minutes, not 55 minutes, not 59 minutes and 30 seconds. You need to play a football game for 60 minutes.
Exactly. If anything can happen.
All right, the Bills were a very well-disciplined team for the first few weeks of the season. Sean McDermott is a great coach, but right now, I don't know if he's just like, if he's not disciplining them, but he basically needs to sit them down and be like, all right, guys, you fucked up. All right, we had the game won. You fucked it up. Do it again, and I'm going to hit all of you with my car. There was no excuse for why they laid that egg. Except for the Bills, obviously they don't want to. Obviously they don't want to win the division.
They're kind
of. Well, no, if New England do win the division this year, I'm gonna really think the NFL has to be rigged.
You're gonna what?
I'm really gonna think the NFL had to be rigged if New England wins this division. That's all I want to say. It has to be rigged.
Well, I'll tell you this right now. It is. I mean, right now it's between Buffalo and Miami, but New England's not that far behind. But yeah. I'm actually going to say this. Miami's team is going to win the division.
Let's look at their schedule.
At whose?
Miami. They have the Broncos, Jets, and Bengals before they play the Chiefs.
So, here, watching this so-called unbelievable Hail Mary play, here's one thing I wanted to know is, it's 9 seconds left in the game. It's first down. You see the lineup. Why do you think Buffalo didn't even take their final timeout?
I don't know. I'm going to say this, and I don't know really what Buffalo's schedule looks like. I know that they have the bye this week, and then I think they have the Monday night against San Francisco.
Let's see. They have the bye, and then they have the Chargers on Sunday, and then Monday night against San Francisco.
All right, so then they come back. So week 11 is the bye. Week 12, they have the Chargers. And then week 13, they have San Francisco, right?
Yep, in San Fran.
All right, and that's week 13. And then week 14 is not Pittsburgh, is it?
Yeah, it is.
All right, and that's the Sunday nighter.
Sunday night. Yep, Sunday night.
All right, and then week 15 is who?
Broncos, and then Patriots and Dolphins. So you end the season with Patriots and Dolphins.
They really need to pick up the pace when they come back from their bye week.
Yeah. They can't let another game slip away.
No, they can't. They need to put the Chargers away. They need to put the 49ers away, although the 49ers game scares me because it's in prime time.
And
it's on the road, too.
Nick Mullins is a very good quarterback. I mean, people don't take that man lightly.
They were in that game for a little bit. New Orleans. And then New Orleans woke up, so.
Right. I mean, it's like this, guys. Buffalo is just right now. They got too big of a head at the beginning of the season when everybody said, all right, it's Buffalo's time. Buffalo can win the division. New England's dead. All right, New England, Tom Brady's no longer there. They're dead. And then New England was really sucking.
Yep.
And Buffalo's doing pretty good. I mean, they're 7-3. All right. You can't really say that they're dead yet, but like the three games that they lost, I mean, Tennessee blew them out of the water. The Kansas City game, I don't think they really wanted to win. And then this game, they had it.
Yep.
And they blew it. and you have to prove yourself against good teams.
And then the next good team they play is Pittsburgh on Sunday night. So that's going to be a big game. But you have to get through San Francisco and Chargers first.
Right. We need to get to 9-3.
Yep. And by that time, Pittsburgh could just be playing for actually probably nothing. Just for undefeated, I guess.
Right. But here's the thing. Here's the most important game in my eyes on Sunday. And that's a Denver-Miami game. Because if Miami wins that, we're tied.
Then Denver? Yeah.
Yeah.
Denver. That might be the letdown game.
I mean, I'm hoping. Like, Denver's got to – like, we need to send – we need to send the Broncos some hookers or something or, you know, send them a very nice gift basket or something to make sure that they can – that they handle business with Miami.
Send Drew Locke some money. But didn't Cody say that might be the game he's scared of? I think Cody said that. Did he say that?
What?
I forget if Cody said that was a game he was scared of that could they lose. They let down spot. I have to ask him tomorrow.
I mean, I think he did say that.
I mean, it could be. You're going to Mile High.
But
you're going, attitude against Denver. You're riding high. You're smelling first place right in front of you. So.
Right. I mean, and again, but that's my thoughts on the Bills game. Like, it was – they had it. They lost it. They blew it. They choked.
Yep.
All in that order, too.
Yeah. I felt like a Bills fan watching that when that happened. I told you that yesterday.
Yeah, that was heartbreaking. And then, you know, I was talking about it with our work compadres today, and they were just like, "How about that Bills game?" And I'm like, "I'm going to fucking beat all of you."
Wait, who said that? James?
Yeah, James said it today. He's just like oh my God, how heartbreaking was that? And I'm like, oh, no, it was fine. Thanks for bringing it up. I thought for sure I was going to go to jail for beating up a minor.
Wow.
Did Cody say anything?
I haven't seen Cody.
Okay. Maybe that's a good
thing. I think he's avoiding me because he knows I'll actually hit him.
Yeah, I haven't seen Cody either. I owe him lunch. But anyway, so it's my turn, I guess. Do you want to take the floor first, Clint?
No, you can go. I don't really have nothing to rant about, but you can go.
Clint is the more level-headed one. Clint is the more level-headed one. So,
I'll say this. I mean, I said they were going to lose, but that was pathetic. You had a bye week to prepare for this team, and you go in there sleepwalking. Giants go right downfield, scoring 7. You score a field, you get a field goal, you go right downfield again, another touchdown, you're down 14-3 at halftime. And you come out second half, score a touchdown, look like the momentum has shifted. But no, the Giants had to, you let the Giants score right again and then gave the momentum right back. And that's all she wrote. That's all they did. They scored another touchdown, but didn't matter. They stopped giving it to Miles Sanders for some unknown reason. Maybe, Clint, if you can tell me. Doug Peterson goes for two. Second time they scored a touchdown in the second half, which was stupid. I'm getting sick of Doug Peterson's play calling and his I'm just getting sick of this whole team right now. It's like, no. It's just frustrating. I know we stink, but at least come out and beat the Giants. Jeez.
Well, here's what really bothered me about that game. I think is Doug Peterson is mainly his play calling. You have to realize that, number one, the Eagles do not have an offensive coordinator. They don't have an offensive guru. They don't have an offensive mind. Like, on their coaching staff, besides, so if you want to call it this, Doug Peterson. They said once Matt Groen left, they decided they didn't want to hire an offensive coordinator. And you're really starting to really see the effects of how that's affecting the offense all together completely as a team. I mean, you don't have that offensive mind. You don't have that offensive mind. You don't. It's just like you're putting all that responsibility on top of another responsibility. You're trying to do two jobs at once, and you really can't.
Right.
Doug Peterson really can't. And this notion of why people talk about these analytics, you want to go for two. I mean, what are you going for two for? I mean, you're down. You score a touchdown. The score is 17-8. Why are you going for two? So you can say, well, if we get a field goal, we can win the game instead of going to overtime. I mean, number one, there's a chance that, hey, you're not going to make you're going to get into field goal range, number one, the way how bad your defense is playing. Lobster, no heart, no nothing. And then you're giving away these quarterback keepers to Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones is not a running quarterback.
He is against us, apparently.
Except for when he tripped.
That was funny. When he ran and he tripped. Poor Daniel.
It was funny. Yeah, I know. It was funny. I was watching the halftime of the game last night, and they were doing Chris Berman was doing the highlights, which I got to start watching NFL primetime again. I used to love that show when I was a kid. And especially with Chris Berman back. But Berman was just like, yeah, Daniel Jones is 1-15 or 1-16 against teams that aren't Washington. And then he's like, but now make that 2-16.
Yeah, the only team that can be in Washington and Philadelphia.
Well, I think Philadelphia gave them that win. Of anything else?
Yeah. And the Giants gave them the first win. Giants should be 2-0 against us.
Now, here's the thing. Are the Eagles – do you guys think the Eagles can make that late-season push to get the division? I mean, they usually don't – the last 2 years that they've won a division, they've made the playoffs. It's because of a late-season push when people think they're done.
Well, this case, they've been done for the last 3 weeks. So to the point now, I'm still waiting for a push. That push came right before the bye, to tell you the truth.
And their schedule is tough. They have – oh, go ahead. Sorry, Clint.
No, like I said, waiting for that game. If I will say if you're going to make a midseason push, pendings – they'll probably get one Sunday against the Browns. another upset will come, and two more upsets on that so-called schedule should be
probably
the
New
Monday
Orleans.
Night game against Seattle, and then New Orleans.
One of those two, and then Dallas and Washington. Dallas and Washington should be easy wins,
but there's no easy wins.
For either
Washington team. Will not be an easy win. Dallas should be an easy win. Washington will not be an easy win. I'll tell you.
Well, and here's the thing. Washington right now doesn't even have a head coach. Right? Their head coach right now is getting treatment for cancer.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure he has not been with the team.
Has he not been with the team all year, or did he coach one or two games?
I think he coached a couple of games, but he's been away the last several weeks.
Well, speedy recovery to Ron Rivera.
Yeah, I mean, and obviously, I mean, especially now, he should not be around this team. Because I think, actually, they had a COVID outbreak.
Washington?
Or something. Yeah, I think somebody tested positive there.
Okay. Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if he doesn't coach the rest of the season, to be honest. Especially the way things are going right now. But, yeah, and it's not just the play call. I mean, Wentz has to do a better job. He keeps changing the plays. It works both ways with the coach and quarterback. There's no communication between those two.
No, I want to disagree with you on that part. I want to disagree with you on that part. This game had nothing to do with Carson Wentz whatsoever. This game is all
Peterson. I'm just saying, overall, with the play calling, it starts with the quarterback, too. But it works both ways, quarterback and Doug Peterson. That's what I'm saying. I blame the entire team, the coaches and the players. There's nobody. I'm not giving anybody a pass in this situation. So, all the players stink right now. The coaches stink. Everybody, to me, is on a hot seat right now until they prove otherwise. I know you said you think Peterson is on a hot seat if they don't make the playoffs, Kenneth?
I believe so. I think it will be time for Peterson to go.
He hasn't been the same since Frank Wright left, and I've said that.
Now, hold on, though. I mean, and I do kind of agree with that. I mean, he probably should be on the hot seat, but, I mean, they have made the playoffs the last 3 years.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
But here's what I was saying about if you watch these Eagles games and complete, and you see how badly this team is playing, you could go from week one when he jumped up on Washington 17-0 and then act like he couldn't score another single point throughout the rest of the game and lose. and then you get your home opener against the Rams, and then you get beat by the Rams.
Thanks, around.
Tie. You lucked out in a Bengals game with a tie, which is keeping you, and that's the only reason why you're in first place right now. It's because of that tie.
Giants could be in first place right now.
They could, but they're not. So,
win wise, they are. A tie would win.
Yeah, a tie is like a half a game. So you want to have the half game lead no matter what. And now you're looking at. And then you go Pittsburgh, they played them tough. Baltimore, they lucked out. That game should have never have been close. That was a tease. They just came off unsuccessful on a 2-point conversion. The 49ers, that was a lucky win. I mean, that was a game
that
fell right
in
the lap.
That was their best game of the year.
Yeah.
And then they had Dallas.
And then they had
the
Dallas,
Giants,
who they should have just stomped the mess out of, but they just allowed that defense said, we're not going to lose this game, and took over.
Yeah, what is it with Pennsylvania teams letting Dallas stay in games?
I don't know.
Philadelphia. Jeez. And then we lucked out against the Giants. The Giants gave that game away to us. As I said,
yeah.
Giants should be 2-0 against us this year. But that's enough ranting. What game did we not talk about?
Oh, we can talk about the Saints and the Saints and the 49ers.
Saints game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, San Francisco came out pretty great. I mean, they showed they can fight, but then New Orleans woke up.
Right. I mean, I got to say this. I mean, that slate of late games this past week was probably the greatest slate of late games I think I had ever seen.
Yeah, I don't think we have had that many in a long time.
Well, and the thing of it too, Eric, is, I mean, if you look at the five games that were played in the 1 o'clock window, none of them really, you know, lived up to the hype of these 4 o'clock games.
No.
And it was like, I mean, obviously, you know, we knew how good it was going to be because we said, fuck it, we're not doing a show.
Yeah, we made the right choice this week.
Right. Well, that's just to a point we did, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean, to a point.
But if you look at, like, the 49ers-Saints game and how good of a game that was, obviously Buffalo and Arizona, and even though the game took about 10 years off my life, you know, so I'll be dead next year. Instead of dying at 45, I'm dying at 35. You know, that game was good. The Rams-Seahawks game. How good
that was.
It was a disappointment, but guess what? It was still a good game.
It wasn't really. You want to know what really impressed me about that Rams game, though? Is Jalen Ramsey. That's the only thing that came out I was impressed with throughout that whole game. And how he shut down DK Metcalf throughout that whole game. He turned DK Metcalf into a little boy.
Right. All right, guys, I'm actually going to hang up a little early here because I'm outside and I'm freezing my ass off, but my phone only works outside, not inside.
Okay.
So,
well, thank you
it's
for
been
coming
fun.
On, Doug. Yeah.
No problem.
It's fun.
But it's been fun. The Bills-Cardinals game still disappointed me, but I will talk to you guys later.
Yep.
All right.
Thanks, Doug.
Later.
Later.
All right. See you guys. Later.
Yeah. All right. We can, like, just wrap up this week then.
Yeah. And then
But the only thing, one thing I did want to say about the Saints game was about the injury to Drew Brees. He suffered two broken ribs and a punctured lung. And now the Saints have to look forward. Well, I think there's listed the week to week. But right now you have Jameis Winston. It's the projected starter this week.
And they're going to use Hill as
it's their decoy guy. Which I think this is going to be a renew Jameis Winston.
Yeah, he's still young. He has something to prove. Either for the future of New Orleans or somewhere else. maybe New England next year if New England decides to move on from Cam, which I think they should. And
here's one thing I am happy about, though. At least they got their games with Tampa Bay out the way. That's the important part.
Yeah. And they still have they have two games against Atlanta and one against Carolina.
Yeah. Yep. Atlanta starts this week.
Which is always a good game between those two teams, no matter if either one is bad or not. It's always entertaining between those two. But the Raiders game, there's nothing much to say about that. The Raiders pounded on the Broncos. Pittsburgh pounded on the Bengals. We talked about Miami and the Chargers. That was a good, that was a decent game. Miami did the job.
Yeah.
The Rams, Seattle, I thought there was going to be more of a high-scoring game like we might see this Thursday. But Seattle doesn't have a run game right now. That's what they're missing. Until they get Carson back, even then, their defense has to play well in this game because they only gave up 23 points.
Defense.
Let's see how many. Oh, yeah, they still give up 300 yards, 2 yards. Never mind.
That defense still needs a lot of work.
Yeah. It's not what it used to be with Cam Chandler, Ed Thomas, Earl Thomas, Rich Sherman, and who am I missing?
Josh
Norman. The other cornerback for Seattle? Was it Josh Norman?
Yeah. It was Josh Norman.
Oh, wow. I forgot he played for Seattle. Wow. It's not what it used to be with the Legion of Boom when they won the Super Bowl, but they have worked it too. And we talked about the Monday night game, which was very entertaining. I mean, despite the lack of offense, it was still entertaining. I was watching it. So, before we get to week 11 picks, want to do our top 10, top 5 teams?
If I'm going to go and do these top 5 three teams.
Yep.
We're going to
go first.
A quick one. Yeah. I'm going to really think because. If I want to do it, I will probably put number 4 would be New Orleans. I'll put number 3 is the Rams. I mean, number 4. No, 5 is New Orleans. 4 is the Rams. 3 has to go to Green Bay. I would think the Colts will be at number 2. And then Arizona will be our number 1 team.
I'll go with Minnesota number 5. I'll go with the Raiders number 4. I'll go with Tampa Bay number 3. I'll go Colts number 2 and Arizona number 1. Along with Arizona Indy number 1. And I'll start out with the 3 MVPs of the week. I'll go with I'll actually go with Josh Allen, number 3. Number 2, I'll go with Kyle Murray, and number one. I mean, number two, I'll go with Alvin Kamara. He had 3 touchdowns. And then at number one, I had to go with the duo of Kyle Murray and Hopkins, that one play.
Well, if I want to go my MVPs, I'm definitely going to say Alvin Kamara, Saints. Big game there. That'll be my number three. My number two probably has to go Tom Brady. And my number one, I'm going to go against it.
Which one?
Tony Gibson, Washington's running back.
Okay. Cool. Oh yeah, he had a good game too. He had 2 touchdowns. So we'll start with the Thursday night game. It's gonna be Arizona and Seattle, the rematch that we saw from Sunday night a couple weeks ago. Shootout. In the desert, it's moving to the shootout and hopefully Seattle. This time I'm taking Seattle because I think they're due for a win. They rarely lose 3 straight under Pete Carroll and Russell Wilson. And Arizona's coming off that emotional win that they got, lucky win they got. So I'm taking Seattle in the shootout.
Well, I think it's more of a must-win for, because if you look at it, it's a 3-way tie in the NFC West, Rams, Cardinals, Seahawks.
Yeah.
I think the Cardinals hold first place, but I do think Seattle's going to take it right back over with a win.
So you will got Seattle winning. Let's see. Tennessee, Baltimore. Baltimore's a 6.5-point favorite. Both are coming off tough losses. Both are coming off disappointing losses. Unfortunately, I think this is a Tennessee team we're seeing this year. I think I'll take Baltimore at home. I think they bounce back. I think they're looking for a payback from last year, too. So all that rolled into one. I take Baltimore. Unless it's bad weather, and then I'll take Tennessee.
I'm going with Baltimore all the way.
Yeah.
I think Baltimore needs this game more than Tennessee does.
Yeah, exactly. Detroit, Carolina. P.J. Walker's going to start this game, you said?
Hopefully. I think so. I'm not.
I'm going to take Carolina. I think P.J. Walker's going to show a little something like he did in SFL. And I think he brings them to a win. I think it's going to be a good game, a low-scoring game, I think. And I think that Carolina pulls it off.
Yeah, I think what Carolina needs to do to win this game is give the ball to my man Mike Davis. Need to incorporate him back in his offense again and make him look like the dual threat back that he was when he first took over for Christian McCaffrey.
And McCaffrey's out again this week.
Yes.
Next one, New England and Houston. New England is a 2-point favorite on the road. I think Houston's desperate. Houston's desperate for a win. I'm taking Houston in the upset.
As much as I love to, I will enjoy it, but I'm definitely going to have to say New England's going to win this one. I think New England gets a 500 and makes a strong push for a wild card slide this year in the playoffs.
Yeah. We'll see. I mean, if Houston plays as bad as they did against Cleveland, the offense couldn't get it going, and they're in trouble. And I feel bad for Deshaun Watson because he is one of the best quarterbacks in the league, and he doesn't have any weapons. They took your weapon away, and they sent him to Arizona. Pittsburgh and Jacksonville. Jacksonville is a 10-point underdog. Pittsburgh is going into the game looking for a 10-0 start. This game is had blowout written all over it, but I think Jacksonville stays in it. I think they even cover the spread and they give Pittsburgh a fight, but Pittsburgh finds a way to win again, and they pull it off.
Yeah.
I think Pittsburgh might be looking ahead to Baltimore a little bit. The short week after this game.
No, but I'll still pick Pittsburgh to win.
Yep. Atlanta, New Orleans. Drew Brees is out. Is he officially out this week, right?
Huh?
Drew Brees is officially out, right?
Yeah, he's out this week. He will not be playing this week. But
I'm actually going to – I think Jameis Winston is going to play good this week. But something tells me Atlanta's going to pull this one out. I'm going to take Atlanta.
I'm going with a new Jameis Winston. New Jameis Winston is going to surprise everybody, especially with the weapons that he has. And Michael Thomas, Sanders, Kuzma. Yeah, Cook.
I might have to pick him up.
Telling you. He had a full week of practice under his belt. He should feast on these Falcons.
Yeah. I might have to pick him up in fantasy. That's a good idea.
I mean,
Cincinnati, Washington. Huh?
No, it's like, don't forget, he did throw for over 5,000 yards last year. The only quarterback, though,
oh, that's right. Yeah, he did.
30, but.
But he did throw 5,000 yards. He did throw. He was one of the top fantasy guys, kind of, by the interception. But, yeah, I think that's going to be a good closer game than people. I think it's going to be Cincinnati, Washington. I'm going to take Washington football team here. I think they're due for a win. And they're going to tie the Eagles and Giants for three wins. The Jets and LA.
I'm going
with
Cincinnati.
Oh, sorry.
Cincinnati's
going to Cincinnati?
Yep. Cincinnati will win that.
They get their second win, right?
Yeah.
You get the Jets and the winless Jets going to L.A. after a bye week, traveling to the Chargers. This is the game where the Chargers actually win. Chargers get their third win this season?
Yeah.
Chargers win.
Yeah.
Jets have packed it in for the season. They're just waiting for the season to end. They're just going to show up and play and give the win to the team. Chargers win fairly easy, I think. Take Chargers too?
Me sure. I'll take the Chargers. I wouldn't be surprised if the Chargers will find a way to mess it up. They've done every week because the Chargers haven't really blown out, haven't beaten a team at all. All the games have been under 7 points.
Oh yeah,
one score game.
I mean, I could see this could be like the Jets game that they win.
This is and the sad part is that you're not dealing with. What's his face? you're dealing with Joe Flacco now.
Yeah, an old Joe Flacco.
We still have some good stuff in him. I'm going to actually go. I'll take the Jets to win this game.
I think I'll go. Yeah, I'm thinking about it. I think I'll go to Jets too. Forget what I said. I'm going to go Jets. This is their win. This is their one win of the season. Joe Flacco goes to LA and steals a win. Miami and Denver. Miami's riding high right now. Denver's riding low. It's in mile high altitude. I'm taking Denver. I think this is a letdown spot.
No letdown spot. Miami will win.
Green Bay and Indy. I think Indy's right. Both teams are coming off. I think both are on a streak right now. I'm going to take Indy at home.
I want to go Green Bay on the road.
You got Dallas and Minnesota. Dallas coming off a bye. We don't know who the quarterback's going to be. Minnesota's coming off the Monday night victory over the Bears. I'm taking Minnesota to roll. I think Minnesota's on the roll right now.
I think Dallas Cook will feast in this game and run all over Dallas this week.
I'll say this. If Dallas somehow gets Zeke going, then Minnesota might be in. No, never mind. They're still not going to win. Sunday night football. Kansas City and the Vegas Raiders. Kansas City is going to look for payback. Payback Mahomes on Sunday night football. I'm taking Kansas City in a rout. I think Kansas City is going to pound the Raiders. They're not going to take them lightly. They did the first time. I see them winning 38-10, something like that. Kansas City is on him coming off a bye too.
Yeah, I think Andy Reid will definitely have some plans, special plans, in the beginning of the game going against John Gruden and the Raiders. So Kansas City should win this one easily.
Yeah, I think Kansas City's pissed. They have 2 weeks to prepare for this game. Raiders are riding high, especially after they beat Kansas City. So, yeah, I see Kansas City blowing them out, and I can see them scoring over 40 points.
Yeah.
Mahomes is going to put on the show on Sunday Night Football. And then L.A. and the Rams and Tampa Bay on Monday Night Football, another good game. Rams traveling cross country again to Florida. Boy. Last time Tampa Bay was on prime time, they got their tails blown off. But I think it's gonna be I think Tampa Bay is gonna beat them in a close game, possibly, or in a blowout. I can't decide. I'll say
it's
going to
be a close game, but I think the Rams defense will hold off Tom Brady.
I could see Rams upsetting the Buccaneers. I could actually see it. Screw it. I'm going to take LA. I think Tampa Bay is 0-3 in primetime this year, right? No, 1-3 or something. They won one Monday night that was against the Giants.
Yeah. Well,
they're like 1-3.
Yeah.
You taking LA or?
Yeah, I'm going to take LA.
And then finally, but not least, our football team versus the Cleveland Browns. I'm taking Cleveland. in this one. I'm not picking the Eagles until they win. So
well,
I'm taking Cleveland.
Well, that's the game they should win. On paper, you think they will win. They're a better team. But they I'll depend if they decide to play or not.
Yeah.
So I'll probably want to
we
go
have the
Cleveland
better talent
to win. On paper, you feel Philly should just easily win this game, but they're not, and they probably won't. I'll go with Cleveland.
Yeah, we have the better quarterback. We have the better, supposedly better coach. We have the better wide receivers. I'll say they have the better running backs. I'll take Nick Chubb. I mean, I don't know. Nick Chubb and Hurt and Hunt are I'll take them over Miles and whoever and Boston Scott. But I do like I think Miles is up there as one of top running back, but Chubb is going to run all over us. I'll tell you that right now. And Baker might run over us too, the way he saw Daniel Jones do. Boy. If they leave him space to run, Baker could run too. But, yeah. Did we miss any games? No. Buffalo, sure. Chicago, New York Giants, and San Francisco are on bye. And then we have the Thursday night game. And then we have probably be back next Tuesday for an early slate on Thursday, three games on Thursday, and then Sunday and then Monday. So,
all right.
Thank you, Cliff, as always. Enjoy week 11. This should be a fun week. Oh, yeah. And we'll talk to each other later. Thanks, everybody.
Yeah,
this is the Hard Hit.
Thanks.
And we're out.